Good morning.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Faculty of Medicine Dean's Award Ceremony. It's truly wonderful to see our graduates together with many of you who have been so important in their lives. And a special greeting to those of you who are in the Martin Amphitheater. Hello, Martin. At this time, I'd like to request that you turn off any phones or pagers or turn them to vibrate. So please just take a moment to ensure that this is done. Mon nom est Joyce Pickering, vice-doyen prédoctoral, et c'est un grand plaisir de vous souhaiter la bienvenue à notre cérémonie de remise des prix et réception du doyen. This is a time to celebrate all of our graduates, including those who are recipients of a few prizes. We're honored to have with us today, in the platform party, senior members of our faculty who will be awarding some of the prizes. We have with us Dr. Martin Dawes, Dr. David Eidelman, Dr. José Moré, Dr. Peter Gillette, Dr. Heidi Gaida, Dr. Mimi Israel, Dr. Gerald Fried, Dr. Saul Frankiel, Dr. Mark Gans, Dr. Namta Gupta, and Michelle Joannis. My apologies, it's Dr. Gerald Fried and not Dr. Olivier Court who's there. I'd like also to recognize our special guest, Dr. Albert Aguayo, who's the awardee of the McGill Medal for Academic Excellence and Achievement, and Dr. Lawrence Green, our Osler Award winner. You'll hear more about our special guests at the convocation ceremony this afternoon on lower campus. We're also very pleased to have with us the Osler Fellows for the class of 2010. But our most honored guests are you, the family and friends of these accomplished young people. And as we celebrate them, we know that you are a big part of the reason they're here today. Thank you for being here today, and thank you even more for being there for them for the past 4 years and more for our students. Ce n'est pas juste une faculté qui forme des médecins. Chaque étudiante a besoin de proches pour lui soutenir. And to our graduates, well, I hardly feel I have to welcome you because I feel like you're part of the family, and I think you will always, in a way, belong here. J'aimerais maintenant vous présenter le Dr. Richard Levin, vice-recteur pour les affaires médicales et doyen de la Faculté de médecine pour son discours.
Mesdames et messieurs, je vous souhaite la bienvenue. Félicitations à tous. Ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome, and I now address with pride the class of 2010. This is a graduation, an end of an experience. This is a commencement, the beginning of an experience. It's both. And it explains in some ways the complex feelings we have, and it is okay to have all of them. Today, as you celebrate the accomplishments of the past 4 years, please join me as well in celebrating the accomplishments of several men who embarked on their own journeys in this field a few decades ago. Let me welcome again Dr. Albert Aguayo, former director of the Center for Research in Neuroscience and former Secretary General and President of the International Brain Research Organization. Dr. Aguayo will be receiving the inaugural McGill University Medal for Exceptional Academic Achievement. Dr. Aguayo. Another of our many distinguished guests today is Dr. Lawrence Green, who has been chosen by the class of 2010, a remarkable honor, to receive the Osler Award for Outstanding Teaching. Dr. Green is an associate professor in the Department of Medicine and associate physician in chief at the Montreal General Hospital. Dr. Green. I would also like to extend greetings to the several distinguished members of our platform party, as Joyce named, our chairs, and other faculty and leaders who are here to honor you today. And I wish a very warm welcome to a special group of your teachers, our Osler Fellows, who have guided, mentored, advised, and cared for this class over the last 4 years. Osler Fellows, will you please rise? I recognize the Osler Fellows who have witnessed and contributed in an enriching and ennobling way to the inspiring transformation of their students into young physicians. Their special mentorship, a privilege of the highest order, has helped prepare the class of 2010 to assume the awesome and singular responsibility of healers and professionals, and for this we are profoundly grateful. Thank you, Osler Fellows. What a privilege it is for me to congratulate this year's graduating class in medicine and to welcome your guests, who include many of the most important people in your lives. We are here for only one reason, and that is to celebrate. To celebrate this impressive groupe de finissants, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to help me in greeting the class of 2010. Since 1833, the Faculty of Medicine has been graduating the best and the brightest. I invite you for a moment to imagine the world that in human time is only a moment that your predecessors inhabited. When this faculty was founded, Montreal was etched with dirt tracks. Horses and carts navigated the city. Doctors worked by the light of oil lamps. And epidemics like cholera, typhus, smallpox ravaged the local population. Doctors played an instrumental role, not just in tending to the sick, but also in helping fight the deplorable conditions that led to sickness in the first place. They were the eyes and ears, even the conscience, of a society that had a long way to go in securing a decent life for the majority of its citizens. The progress in medicine at McGill and Montreal since then is part of the revolutionary advance of medicine around the world. The human prospect is now much fuller and fairer than it was in the beginning of our faculty's story. You, our new doctors, are part of this story of making our world a better place. Parents, friends, significant others, children of the graduates, thank you for loaning these worldly students to us for a few years. Today, we recognize them and their great success in reaching what is recognized in every country of the world as the highest form of human achievement. They worked hard, they've laughed, they've cried, they have suffered for this, but they could not have done it alone. As Dr. Pickering said, to their parents and their teachers, their friends and their spouses, their grandparents, brothers and sisters, even their kids, they stand on your shoulders. And so I ask all of our young doctors, the class of 2010, to stand and face your families And together, let us thank them for the gifts to you. As you know, I joined this faculty in the same year as this class. And so if I may, perhaps in a way I am an honorary member of your class. We've shared some of the stresses and successes of the last 4 years together. Like you, I have been learning every day of these 4 years. From New York City to Montreal, it's been one heck of a ride. What has impressed me most, and perhaps you as well, over this time is the dedication of McGillians to achieving excellence against often tough odds. And yet, like thousands of graduates before us, we made this campus and this city our own. We embraced new challenges, new friends, new colleagues, and for many of us, a new culture. Above all, we embrace the duties of a profession that transcends any particular time, place, and culture. Our profession is universal, wherever and whenever we are called upon, regardless of whose call it is that we answer. We must dedicate everything to healing and caring for the sick. I know it wasn't easy to get here, to this doorway that is finally opening to your careers. You've had to overcome so many obstacles, and there may be a few more obstacles to come, but know also that the best is still ahead. How you practice medicine today is very different than when I graduated 35 years ago. We are at the dawn of the century of biology. Personalized molecular prescriptions will be your reality, and we all envy you. This genomic era has opened new horizons of scientific understanding, whether in epigenetics or stem cell research, unimaginable new drugs, a cure for diabetes, but you will also face unprecedented challenges. Looming obesity, new infections, old infections that resist all therapy. You must find ways to go well beyond what we know today. From the Latin, medicinae doctor, doctor of medicine, MD means teacher of medicine. Your role as teachers is central to your profession. You have undoubtedly already experienced this with your loved ones who are already reliant on you as doctors for sound medical advice. Now you must share your learning with everyone else. Although you will leave us today, I hope, we all hope, you will never forget us. We will certainly never forget you. It's been a wonderful 4 years for the class of 2010. I am glad, very glad, to have shared in some of your moments at McGill, and overjoyed to share in this one, the most momentous of them all. It's a great day. And as you set forth on your personal journeys, know also that it is a great time to be a doctor. The stage has been set for you to accomplish absolutely amazing things. My heartfelt congratulations to each and every one of you, and we all wish you the best of luck. Félicitations à tous. Thank you.
Before I begin the clinical awards, I'd like to draw your attention in your program immediately preceding the list of names. We have listed the students who are awarded prizes over the last 4 years. These prizes have already been given, so I will not be calling these students down, but we wanted to publicly acknowledge these students' acknowledgement. Congratulations to all of you. I'll now move to the departmental awards. I would ask that the awardees come down to the front when their name is called to receive their award. I just want to remind you that we do have a photographer who will take individual photos of each winner, and these photos will be made available to you electronically as well as a DVD video recording. So our first prize is the John H. Atchiller Prize in Family Medicine. It's presented by Dr. Martin Dawes, Chair of the Department of Family Medicine, to Rebecca Evans Olders. The J. Francis Williams Prize in Medicine and Clinical Medicine is presented by Dr. David Eidelman, Chair of the Department of Medicine, to Jason Ian Blakeman. The E. David Sherman Award in Geriatric Medicine is presented by Dr. José Moret, Chief of the Division of Geriatric Medicine, to Danielle Sophia Shafipour. The Brian Newton Memorial Award in Obstetrics and Gynecology is presented by Dr. Peter Gillette, Chair Delegate of Obstetrics and Gynecology, and it's a shared prize to Joanna Antonescu and Farhana Sharif. The Newell W. Philpott Prize in Obstetrics and Gynecology is presented by Dr. Peter Gillette, Chair Delegate of Obstetrics and Gynecology, to Pira Corsiporn and Valerie Toe. Montreal Children's Hospital Cushing Memorial Prize in Pediatrics is presented by Dr. Harvey Guida, Chair of the Department of Pediatrics, to Brenda Gentili. The Mona Bronfman Scheckman Prize in Psychiatry is presented by Dr. Mimi Israel, Chair of the Department of Psychiatry, and it's a shared prize to Alana Jacqueline Probst and Emily Fee Cantrin. The Psychiatry Prize is presented by Dr. Mimi Israel, Chair of the Department of Psychiatry, to Carl Shimiera and Yi Dan Liu. The Robert Forsyth Prize in Surgery is presented by Dr. Gerald Freed, Chair of the Department of Surgery, and it's a shared prize to Jason Ian Blakeman and Alexander William Saveriano. The Campbell Keenan Memorial Prize in Clinical Surgery is presented by Dr. Gerald Freed, Chair of the Department of Surgery, to Samuel R. Aburbi. The H.S. Burkitt Memorial Prize in Otolaryngology is presented by Dr. Saul Frankiel, Chair of the Department of Otolaryngology, to Rikul Varshney. The Dr. Mark Cohen Prize in Ophthalmology is presented by Dr. Mark Gans, Chair of Ophthalmology, to Yang Zhang. So we're now going to move to the non-departmental awards. The nature of awards is such that one person is chosen, but it's not an easy task with so many exceptional students. You will see in your program the list of nominees for each award in the program, and indeed there are many others who meet these criteria. The Ronald Douglas Neymark Award is given to the member of the graduating class who, in the eyes of his or her peers, most enriches the life of the class. It is awarded by Dr. Namta Gupta, Assistant Dean of Student Affairs, to Kate Amiel. the Alexander D. Stewart Prize is awarded to the member of the graduating class who presents in every respect the highest qualifications to practice the profession. It is presented by Dr. Namta Gupta, Assistant Dean of Student Affairs, to Gabrielle Altit. The Dr. Alan Spanier Prize for Professionalism in Medicine is presented by Dr. Namta Gupta, Assistant Dean of Student Affairs, to Mira Claude Lambert-Ferland. Elizabeth Ann Munro Gordon Prize is awarded to a student who embodies the highest qualifications to practice the profession and has demonstrated outstanding leadership qualities. It's presented by Dr. Namta Gupta to Kate Amiel. The Riley Madsen Memorial Prize is awarded to a student with good academic standing who has demonstrated exceptional warmth and empathy towards patients. It's presented by Michelle Joannis, Executive Director of Development, to Alexandra Orr. The McGill Alumni Society Prize is awarded to a distinguished student for excellence and high academic standing. It's presented by Michelle Joannis, Executive Director of Development, to Brenda Gentili and Ying Day. The Wood Gold Medal is awarded to the student who has the most outstanding clinical performance in the clerkship period. It is presented by Dean Richard Levin to Joanna Antonescu. And finally, the Holmes Gold Medal is awarded to the student graduating with the highest aggregate standing in the entire medical curriculum. It is presented by Dean Richard Levin to Jason Ian Blakeman.
Wonderful achievement.
Bravo.
The Dean's Honor List is the students in the top 10% of the class for the overall 4 years. Please come down as I call your name and pick up your very own copy of The Life of Osler. Now you won't have to borrow your friends' copies anymore. And stay at the front for a group photo. And if I could ask you to please hold your applause until everyone has come down and been awarded. These are in alphabetical order. Gabriel Altit, Joanna Antonescu, Bilal Asif, Jason Blakeman, Dominique Braidwood, Lindsay Cohen, Yin Gay, Brenda Gentili, Oliver Joseph Lazry, Michael Eric Massey, Catherine Nolan, Andre Odobescu, Alexander Saveriano, Daniela Sophia Shafipour, Emilie Fee Cantrin, Chia Lin Tseng, Rikul Varshni, Cheng Wei Zhao. I'd like to ask the entire graduating class to stand. We have publicly recognized some prize winners, but this class is full of extraordinary individuals, physicians who will be healers and leaders in the years to come. Please join me in acknowledging the entire class. I would now like to call on Kate Amiel, the class president for the class of 2010, to address us. Kate.
Hi, everyone. It's really great to see our class together again at McIntyre for one last time, surrounded by so many of the people who made it possible for us to be sitting here at our graduation today. Welcome once again to my classmates, our family and friends, our mentors and our teachers, and the faculty and administration who have supported and encouraged us throughout our medical education here at McGill. On behalf of my class, I thank you all. When we began medical school in 2006, the words privilege and responsibility were continually emphasized to us. Over the last 4 years, through BOM, ICM, and clerkship, we have slowly come to realize the meaning of these words. I have to admit to you, though, that I don't think I fully realized their meaning as it applies to us until very recently. In true medical student fashion, I did procrastinate a bit in writing this speech. I didn't know exactly what I was going to say to you today until about 4 days ago when I was on my way home from a vacation in South Africa with my boyfriend, a fellow medical student. Somewhere during the 35th hour of our 38-long-hour trip home, we were flying over the Atlantic Ocean and heard the infamous call for a doctor on board over the PA system. True story. Of course, this was happening on May 28th, the day after which our degrees were officially granted to us. So we looked at each other in a bit of a panic. Should we declare ourselves as physicians? Would they even believe that two 26-year-olds in sweatpants with messy hair were doctors who could help? Could we actually help? Were we prepared for this? So for the first time, at 35,000 feet in the air, without even a hint of backup, I felt the real weight of our responsibility as physicians for the very first time. So we raised our hands to signal the stewardess, and as we waited for her to arrive, I had a realization. This responsibility will be with us for the rest of our lives. Is this what we signed up for? I felt inadequate and completely unprepared, but my fear was mixed with a rush of excitement, the same rush of excitement that I had felt delivering a baby for a first time on my own in the middle of the night, or rushing to the OR again in the middle of the night. I welcomed the chance to be pushed to my limit and just maybe make a difference. It literally feels like just yesterday that we were beginning day one of our medical school orientation in this very room. And I remember Dean Fuchs's words to us in that moment, and he had told us, "There are no mistakes, and you all belong here." And those words were a comfort to us on the plane, as they had been at other times during the last few years. Though we're sitting here today at our graduation smiling, we really can't say that it's always been this easy. If you think about where we've started, we really have undergone quite a transformation in the last few years, and it's been a true privilege to go through this experience that is medical school in the company of such a great group of people. This class is made up of some of the most accomplished, intelligent, and genuine people that I have known, and I'm so proud of the class that we've become. We've gone through a lot together. We've seen ourselves make our first incision. We've seen each other get grilled in rounds. We've survived sleepless nights on call, side by side. We've seen each other through crazy parties, engagements, weddings, the birth of children, and the death of loved ones. We've seen each other at our best and our very worst. And we've come out with a bond that we will literally have with no one else in the world. With this class, medicine really was a team sport, and we got through it because we did it together, and we loved it, I think, in large part because we did it together. So in that moment, when the stewardess called out for a doctor, I instinctively looked around, not for my Netters or my Harrisons, but for you guys. The end of my story is somewhat anticlimactic. I know that my classmates are probably wondering whether it was an allergic reaction, a chest pain, or a panic attack. And I would love to say that we raced to the front of the plane and saved a fellow passenger from certain death. But, like most times in medicine, it wasn't even close to heroic. In fact, we never even saw the patient. As we handed the stewardess our meal trays and awkwardly climbed over the passengers next to us, we were informed that our help was no longer needed. Though we didn't get the chance to make use of the skills that McGill has helped us to develop over the last 4 years on that day, other opportunities are fast approaching for all of us. The mix of emotions created in that moment on the plane, inadequacy, fear, and excitement, will no doubt be one that we become familiar with. On July 1st, when we face the exciting but daunting task of starting our careers as physicians, that moment will become our life. But I have no doubt that every single one of us will be up to the challenge and will make that difference. Thank you. It is my honor to present the Osler Award for Outstanding Teaching. Each year, a professor in the Faculty of Medicine who, in the opinion of senior medical students, has made the most outstanding contribution to their medical education is nominated for the Osler Award in Outstanding Teaching. There are many distinguished professors nominated, and we thank all of our teachers. This year, on behalf of the class of 2010, it gives me great pleasure to present the Osler Award for Outstanding Teaching to Dr. Lawrence Green. Dr. Green is an associate professor in the Department of Medicine and an associate physician-in-chief at the Montreal General Hospital, who also works and teaches in the Tropical Medicine Clinic. Though I have never had the privilege of being taught by Dr. Green myself, I have heard numerous accounts of his devotion to his students and his patients alike, and he has served as an excellent role model in physicianship to many of my classmates. So please join me in a big round of applause to Dr. Green.
Thank you all. Thank you to the class of 2010. This is a tremendous honor. I feel myself, I am a teacher, and there is no greater honor for a teacher than this recognition from the teacher students. So thank you again. It also means that some of you were listening at one of those points. I wasn't told what I was supposed to say, so I searched for a topic for this address. And so what I tried to do was try to find out what possibly you could have been thinking when you chose me as your Best Teacher Osler Award winner. And it was a struggle. I'll tell you what I came up with. It certainly was not my lecturing abilities. So then I wondered, well, what else could it be? And I wondered if it was my innovative teaching methods. And then I realized I have no innovative teaching methods. In fact, as I thought about it more, I don't think I've actually changed the teaching methods that Sir William Osler had contributed to over 100 years ago. Like Sir William Osler, I did other things that uncannily I seemed to be similar to him, like I'd seen pictures of him in portraits sitting on the bed and taking histories just like I used to do until infection control told me to get off. So you're now probably coming to the sober realization that you have chosen for your Osler Award winner someone who is practicing teaching methods of the 19th century. So what do I do as a teacher? Well, I'm a bedside teacher. And I think, therefore, what you are saying is the importance of bedside teaching. And I think that you are extremely lucky, as I have been, in having a wonderful group of bedside teachers here at McGill University. Those present now, those that have taught me, one of those was not Sir William Osler, just in case you were at one. And many who are much more worthy than I. So what do we do as a bedside teacher? Well, we go to the bedside. And as often as not, there's no patient in the bed because they're gone for tests. I don't think Sir William Osler really had to deal with that as much as I did. But then if there is a patient, so what do? Well, we act as a facilitator. What we try to do is we try to frame the patient's history in a way that we can understand a little better. We try to gather the information, the findings, and put them into more scientific basis. But in essence, what I'm telling you is that the patient is really your teacher. And for those of you who are like me, you may find that you may read a textbook, let's say, about sarcoidosis, remember none of it, and then see a patient with sarcoidosis and remember that patient for many years to come afterwards. And so this is what I am saying, is that this is award really is for our patients as teachers. And as you are about to embark on this wonderful profession of ours, you will be a student for the rest of your lives. But you will not be accompanied by bedside teachers or lecturers, but you'll have plenty of patients. So this award is for them. Unfortunately, I'm not finished. So, so I recognize that these are the Oslers and not the Oscars, but I do have a few thank yous that I'd like to do. So I have to thank my teachers and mentors, and the number one person who has been my ideal role model as a clinician, as a teacher, and as a scientist is Dr. Phil Gold. And he was the one who gave me this chance. I would also like to recognize Dr. Joe Schuster, who taught me so much about so many things, great and small, most of which had nothing to do with medicine, but who has been an important part of me. I'd like to thank my family, who have had to put up with too many late-for-dinner phone calls, or even worse, forget to call that I'm going to be late for dinner. And then finally, I'd like to thank you again for this wonderful honor. However, in the spirit of full disclosure, I do have to declare that I have a conflict of interest in my teaching goals, and that is, you are likely going to be my doctors. So, thank you very much.
Dr. Green, and congratulations. 2.5 years ago, you were in this same amphitheater with probably some of the same guests. You were receiving your short white coat, and at the time I said it was a symbol of the responsibilities that you were taking on as you began in the medical profession. For our guests, I should explain that at McGill, traditionally the students wear a short white coat and the graduates wear long white coats. And as a special present to the class, we're presenting you with a long white coat. So guess what? That means more responsibility. And one of the most important responsibilities it includes is the responsibility to teach your more junior colleagues. So you have all gone through the system with good residents, not so good residents. I know that you will all be very good residents. You can pick this up on the sixth floor, room 634, as you leave the theater. I'd like to thank right now Silvana DeLolo and all the staff of the Undergraduate Medical Education Office for everything you've done for the students over the past 4 years. I won't tell you what they are, but all of you students know how much difference it makes to have good staff in the office. these students couldn't have graduated without you. So I'd like to give a round of applause. I'd also like to thank Leo Titero, Academic Events Administrator, and Lawrence Mial, Communications Officer and Support Staff. They're responsible for making the day so special. The McIntyre decorated the way it is, the food, and for making everything run so smoothly. I'd like to remind you that the convocation ceremony will begin at 2 p.m. promptly at the tent on lower campus, and you'll need to leave here by about 12:45 so you can get your gown and line up. But I'd like to now invite you to join with us in a celebratory reception and lunch, which will be served on the 5th and 6th floor lobbies. You can exit by both doors. Dr. Levin and I will stay at the front for a few minutes. If anybody would like photographs, please come down, and we'll take a photo with you. We keep them for when you become famous, right? Merci et je vous souhaite une merveilleuse après-midi et mes félicitations à chacun et chacune de vous.